Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. This is great news. Everyone who likes to work out but is time poor.
Oh, yeah.
Slash, so really can't be bothered.
90% of the population.
Or people just like, I really should do a workout, but I can't be bothered. It takes too long.
100% of the population.
No, there are some people who are like super gym rats, so they just thrive
actually,
on it.
Yeah, true.
So most of the population, just not the gym rats.
Yeah.
So lifting weights for just 3 seconds a day helps our muscles grow, according to science.
Wait. 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Oh, my drink bottle weighs quite a bit.
No, it needs to be a max weight.
Oh, okay. I'll stay here and not say anything until you give me all the details.
Let me give you all the details. Don't just take the headline and run.
Okay, I'm sitting.
So, this was like a study in Australia and Japan that found doing one downward bicep curl a day using a heavy weight increases muscle strength by more than 11%.
What?
Yep. So it was a study of 39 healthy university students. They were told to complete one muscle contraction a day at maximum effort for just 3 seconds, 5 days a week for 4 weeks.
Right.
So it's got to be like the heaviest you can. Maxing out that
max
one
it out,
curl.
Hurt yourself. Stretch that muscle.
No, don't hurt yourself.
So it's going to hurt.
They were split into groups. They did three different types of bicep curl. So one group did their biceps to lower the weight down towards the floor.
Yeah.
That was called an eccentric bicep curl for those playing at home. Others lifted the weight up.
Ooh, I'd be interested to know the difference.
Or they held it parallel to the ground.
And just held it. Oh, and then lifted it to the side.
And then lifted their arm up to the side. Then another group of 13 students did no exercise at all.
Yeah.
And it showed those who did the downward bicep curl saw their muscle strength grow by 11.5%.
What about the other ones?
Participants who performed other types of curls also grew stronger, although their increased muscle strength was smaller than those who did the downward bicep curl. And the group of volunteers who did no exercise at all didn't see any increase in their muscle strength.
No surprises there. So which one was the 11%? Was that the one bringing it up?
Bringing it up, yeah, 11.5%.
Right, okay, so just bring it up 3 seconds a day and we can all be fit and healthy and strong.
We're just going to increase your muscle strength. Doesn't say you're going to get healthy from that.
Well, I mean, it all starts with that, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, because no one's going to go one done.
Well...
No, you would do a couple at least. Makes me feel better for when we're like, yeah, let's do 30 squats a day. I was like, this is doing nothing. Ah, probably was doing something.
We're doing so much.
Well done, us.
What we need to do is get one of those body scans where it tells you how much percent of your...
Don't need to know that. All right, what have you got for us to make us feel better, Jay?
Well, you definitely did that with 3 seconds of working out.
Yeah, helps you. Every
so
little bit.
Good.
Every little bit counts.
This has got to make us feel good as well. Well, it's got to make us smile and then hope that it's actually... coming to Australia.
All right.
So this is over in Scotland.
Don't you give us false hope again,
Jazeel. No false hope. I mean, there's no plans for them to dish it out here, especially in WA, but I reckon if we talk about it enough, maybe they'll
go, actually, make a change.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
So in Scotland, since the 31st of January this year, they have changed the rules allowing everyone under 22, everyone over 60, disabled people and carers can now benefit from free travel.
Ooh,
now,
I like
we're
that.
Talking trains and buses.
That's cool.
Completely free. So basically, they see it as if we do this, more people will study because they'll be able to afford it. More young people will get into jobs because that's one of the hardest things. It's like, oh, I've got to pay for fuel, got to pay for a car, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
If it's all free, they're just opening the world up to be more educated right from the young age.
Yeah.
And then obviously if you're older, well, that just, you know, you've paid your time.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
It's a great incentive to help those who, you know, are struggling and don't have to now think about how they're going to get somewhere as well and worry about.
Just jump on.
Jump on. Get on your bus. Do you have to be a student if you're under 22 or is there anyone under 22?
No, currently just if you're under 22.
Sick.
But I was like, how good would it be here in WA if we said, if you're studying, free.
Yeah, all students, free buses and trains.
Doesn't matter how old you are, because obviously when you're studying, you've got no money.
Oh, yeah. I studied and I lived out of home, And I think I was like living on $20 a week.
But see, that's the thing. I had friends that literally only ate 2 minute noodles for like 2 years.
It's crazy.
Because they couldn't afford anything else.
Yep. So, hey, let's do it. Let's call old Marky Mark.
Yep.
And say, let's get this.
Yeah. What are you doing? Pay for our transport.
Who's the transport minister?
Yeah, good question.
Is it
actually
still Alana McTiernan?
I don't know.
I don't think it is anymore.
I have no idea.
All right.
Either way, what do you think about this? 0429 985 985. Should transport here in WA be free for those that are studying?
I'm
yes
just gonna
or
Google
no?
WA transport minister.
Get back to us. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.